Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we just gonna have church. I know the Lord. I
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord once again. We'd like to welcome you. Oh, okay. We'd like to welcome you to a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many is excited about the Lord today? Amen. We can say the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. I don't know about you, but each and every day I have an opportunity to wake up clothed in my right mind. I don't have nobody to have to dress me, nobody to have to give me a way where or create a pathway. I can see, I can smell, I can hear, I can lift up my voice, and I can lift up my hands and give God some praise. Woo, glory to God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. I'm excited about this series. Amen. How many excited about this series? I can reflect on a year ago we started this series on the Acts of the Apostles, and we have some of the same callers, some of our same sisters and brothers that was with us last year in 2013. Some have the opportunity to hear this series being expounded upon again. Amen, amen. I'm just so blessed. I give God all the glory. You know, this is a wonderful and exciting time to be in the body of Christ. Amen. When we have all kinds of things happening in our nation, in our homes, in our schools, in our communities, it is a wonderful time to be in the body of Christ. It is a wonderful time to give God praise. Ah, glory to God. I give him glory today when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. Is that your testimony today? If it's not, you need to think on God's goodness. Think on how he pulled you out of a horrible pit. Think on how you weren't anything. People didn't even regard you. Amen. Some of us had nicknames that people gave us, and that's what we identified with. Oh, but how many know it's a wonderful thing to have, to be a sister, to be a brother in Christ Jesus? Ah, God, I tell you, God is doing something. Amen. So we're not going to get into anything. I'm happy about this series. I'm happy about the speakers that's going to have the opportunity to come on and teach this book of Acts. Ah, you know, this is where the church was founded. Amen. God, Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And he also told him, I'm going to give you some keys, Peter. Ah, the keys. Hey, how many want some keys today? Amen. He said, I'm going to give you the keys. And whatever you bind in the earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose in the earth, it's going to be loosed in heaven. Amen, amen. We're going to bind some things today. Anything that's not godly, anything that's not holy, we're going to bind it today. Amen, and we're going to loose the spirit of love today. We're going to loose the spirit of joy today. We come against depression. We come against suicidal spirits. We come against spirits that's not of God today. Amen. We're going to lift up the fruits of the Spirit. How many know that you can lift up love today? How many know that you can lift up joy today? How many know that we can be at peace with one another? Hallelujah. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again. This fourth day in the month of February, in the year of our Lord, 2014, God, we come to give you glory today. We come to give you praise. Lord God, we just want to thank you. Oh, but before we thank you, God, we want to repent for anything we have said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight. Lord God, we're asking you to forgive us today. We're asking you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Whatever whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, give us a mind to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Give us a mind to love. We want some agape love. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, in the areas that we are weak. Help our unbelief, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to increase our faith. Hallelujah. For we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to be attentive and hear the word. And after we hear it, God, allow us to be doers of this word. Hallelujah. We want to go out and tell men and women that you live. We want to go out and spread this gospel and tell them that you're saved to the utmost. Now, God, we're asking you to anoint the speaker today. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to let your Spirit rise up in him, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want the Holy Ghost to take over today. We want the Holy Ghost to minister to us today. Hallelujah. We didn't come to glorify flesh, but we came to glorify our maker, our creator. Hallelujah. The life giver. God is the life giver. He is the lifter of our souls. We asking you, Lord God, to remember the mothers that's on the line. Remember Mother Charity. Hallelujah. Remember Mother Cannon. Oh, God, and as I'm here with Reverend Dr. Janice Ivy Smith today, God, I'm asking you to touch her today, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, today. Remember all the sisters that faithfully call into this line each and every day to hear a word from the Lord. Remember the prophets and the prophetess, the apostles. Remember the ministers and the evangelists, Lord God. Oh, God, remember our children today in the name of Jesus. Remember prophetess Darlene Davis, God. Oh, we give you glory, God, as this man of God come forth, God, and teach and preach on the book of Acts in chapter 2, God, we want to lead differently. When we get off this line, God, we want to have a different praise. We want to be able to magnify and make you bigger in our lives, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. I ask you to go to New Orleans right now, God, and touch my mother. I bind the works of the enemy. I bind the hand of the enemy today, God. Let your blood cover her while she's in that convenience. Cover my sister, Lord God, and anybody that have robbery on their mind, God. Oh, turn them around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for protecting and shielding my mother. Thank you for the bloodline that you have placed around her in the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking you to remember Danielle this morning. Continue to touch the powers that be, God, where this can be the year of release for, God. Go to Angola, Louisiana, and look down on our son, God. Hallelujah. Let him know that you haven't forgotten about him. Let him know, God, that you remember when others forget. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to stay in the ark of safety, God. Help us, Lord God, to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. For we know that all of our help, it comes from the Lord. We magnify you today, God. Hallelujah. We're making you bigger in our life today, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. Now, God, as we bring up the man of God to minister, God, don't let him be rushed, God. Hallelujah. Don't let him fret, God. But just let him deliver the word with clarity. Deliver it with anointing, God. Deliver it, Lord God, as nobody can give it but you, God. Hallelujah. Get him out the way and let the Holy Ghost come forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. At this time, hallelujah, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Minister Liberal Democrat of Los Angeles, California. We want to tell you, let the Lord use you today, man of God. Preach and teach the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. I said a city called heaven, a city called heaven, a city called heaven somewhere. Oh, I got to make it. Help me to make it. A city called heaven somewhere. Oh, I know too much about him. I know too much about him. I know too much about him in my heart. Oh, I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you can say today, amen, in spite of what has happened to us, amen to God, you can't make me doubt him. Amen. I know too much about him in my heart. Amen, amen, amen. So in spite of what's going on the outside of us, amen, what's important is what's going on in the body. Amen, amen. The world can have confusion. The world can have, amen, drama going on. But amen to God, as long as the inside is all right, the body is all right, I'm not worried about the outside. Amen, amen. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen, we ask that you, amen to God, begin to, amen, cover this word today. Amen, cover the listeners. Amen, those that are sitting in their cars right now listening to this word. Amen, amen, begin to give them revelation knowledge, amen, God, as they begin to listen to this word, oh God. Amen, protect their car, oh God. Protect, amen, to God, their listening device. Amen. We ask that you be a hedge around them in the name of Jesus. Somebody is listening, amen, to God, on their cell phone, God. Amen, God, begin to cover those devices. Amen, 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 to God, as they listen to the device. Amen, to God, that they will get a rhema word. Those that are in their home right now, God, those, somebody might be walking. Somebody might be listening on an iPad. Somebody might be listening on a cell phone, God. Somebody be listening on their computer, sitting down right now. Amen, but begin to cover their devices, God. Amen, amen, and begin to cover their mind, God, that they will get that rhema word. Begin to break up that fallow ground. Amen, 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 to God, that somebody, amen, will receive, amen, a word from today. We pray this prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God, amen, amen, for opportunity to speak, amen, to God, on the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. Amen. So when Jesus had gathered the children of Israel and everybody together, and keep in mind that every movement, amen, to God, every revolution, sometimes something tragic has to happen to move things forward. There has to be a shaking up, amen, to God, hallelujah, to bring a movement to pass. And we're going to, amen, be coming from the book of Acts, chapter number 2, amen, talking about the movement. Because before this particular day, amen, there were just a group of people, of believers, amen, of God, that saw Jesus do some stuff. But then Jesus said, I need to do something now that's going to bring everybody together, because, amen, at this particular time, amen, of God, they were Jews who, amen, of God, were converted and believed on Jesus. They believed on the teachings, amen, of God, but they still had their Jewish history in them. So that's what they brought to the table. Amen to God. And then you have the Gentiles. They didn't have like church background, but they were Baalists and whatnot. They worshiped idols. And so they were coming from idol worship. And they were coming from different places and whatnot. But then they saw Jesus. and they believed upon him. And so there began a gathering going on. Jesus began to go all over the world gathering different believers and whatnot and putting this teaching inside of them. And I want us to begin to see how God moves and whatnot. Amen to God. Because every time God gathers something together, he's about to reveal something. And don't think about it as no coincidence. Amen. That you are on this phone right now. Amen. Because God has gathered you today. Amen. Amen. That's on this line. Because he's about to reveal something today to you that perhaps you have not been yet revealed to before. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, begin to cover that revelation knowledge as well, God. Because there's a gathering on this phone today. There's a gathering on these computers today. These people are here today because you are about to reveal, amen, amen, some knowledge about the history of the church. Amen. You're about to reveal something, amen, to God. Amen. It's no coincidence, amen, that we are on this phone today. God is about to do something. Amen. Somebody say, God is about to do something. Amen. 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 You are gathered here today. Amen. Amen. And my mind goes back as I was praying over this lesson. I said, Lord, amen, when you begin to speak about the church, amen to God, and you begin to speak about, amen, the book of Acts in chapter 2, amen, you begin to talk to me about the importance of a gathering. And many of us remember when the church began, amen, there was a gathering. The Bible says that when God created the earth, he created waters that covered the entire earth. And there was no land to be seen. Nobody could see. No, there was nothing for you to step on. No foundation for you to stand on. There was nothing at all. In the beginning, there was nothing for you to stand on but water. When God created the world. Somebody said, but there was a gathering. But then God looked around at this planet Earth that he created, and he said there needs to be something for the people to stand on. There needs to be land for them to see. So the Bible says that God began to gather the waters, amen, into one place. And as God began to gather the waters in one place, then land was revealed. Hallelujah, the gathering. And God has gathered you on this line today, just like he had gathered that water. Amen. Before, you couldn't see no land. You couldn't see no foundation. All you saw before was water. But then God said in the book of Genesis, amen to God, he said, let me gather all the waters together in one place. Amen, so that you can see land. And God brought you on this line today, amen, at your job, amen, in your home, or wherever you may be, to reveal something to you today. Amen, just like in the book of Genesis, nobody could see that land was under there because the world was covered with water. Amen, and before you called into this line today, your world probably was covered with a lot of stuff. And you couldn't see a foundation. You couldn't see, amen to God. Lord, before you called into this line, your mind was on something else. The book of Acts, chapter number 2, and we're going to read verse number 1. Amen. Go to Bible Gateway. Those of you that's listening on your computers and your phones, go to BibleGateway.com. Amen, and type in Acts chapter 2. Amen, and you know, drop down whatever version that you're comfortable with, but we want to go there. Those of you got your Bibles. Acts chapter number 2. We've been talking about a gathering, because when God begins to do a gathering, he's going to reveal something. God gathered you on this phone today because he's going to reveal something. God gathered that water together because he wanted to reveal a foundation. He wanted to reveal something for them to stand on. And you called into this line today. You were gathered today because God is going to reveal something. The book of Acts, chapter 2, and verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, the gathering. I already said when God wants to reveal something, he gathers things together. God has gathered you today, amen to God. It's no coincidence that you called into this broadcast today because there was a gathering going on today. God is going to reveal something to you today. The Bible said they was in one accord in one place. And it's important for your mind and your body to be in a place. They was on one accord. They was thinking about the same thing, and they was physically in the same place. Now, you can be physically in a place, but your mind can be somewhere else. And we want to caution you today, amen to God, that the devil does not want you to receive what's going on today. So physically, you're going to be on this phone listening. Physically, you're on your computer listening, but your mind could be somewhere else. Amen. Your mind could be on some bills. Your mind could be on some stuff that's going on in your life, but you're physically here, but your mind is somewhere else. But the Bible says, amen, they was in one accord in one place. In other words, not just my physical body is here and present, amen, but my mind is in the place and present. So, amen to God, those of you, amen to God, that are physically on this line and you're worried about something else, amen to God, begin to rebuke that as you are listening, amen to God. Amen, those thoughts that's coming in your mind while you're listening to this broadcast, you might be worrying about bills. You might be worrying about what am I going to do when I hang up the phone from the situation that I'm in now. Amen, it's no coincidence, amen to God, that you call into this line because just like in the book of Genesis, amen, there's a gathering, amen to God, because God is going to reveal something to you. The reason you called into this line, the reason you logged on, because there's a gathering going on today, and God is going to reveal something to you. The Bible says they was on one accord and in one place. My mind is here and my body is here. Now we begin to look at the Bible when it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now, when you look up that word, what was Pentecost? What was that celebration? Amen. That word, Shavuot, the Hebrew word for Pentecost, it was a celebration of weeks. Amen. It was called a festival of weeks. Now, what is this festival of weeks? We've been talking about a gathering. When God gathers people together, he wants to reveal something. God got you on his phone gathered together. Maybe you got your family with you. Maybe you got your friends gathered with you. Maybe you got relatives gathered with you. But you are all gathered together on this place because God is about to reveal something to you. So all of a sudden, they were in one place. And the Bible says when it was fully come. So we have to understand, amen, what is the difference between fully come? Amen. The Bible says that, amen to God, Passover was happening. And Passover was a celebration of the Jews when God brought them out of Egypt. Amen to God. They celebrate that by calling it Passover. Amen. And many of you that's listening to this broadcast today, God has brought you out of a situation. He has brought you out of prison. He has brought you out of a habit. He has brought you out of bad relationships. Amen. And you have just went through your Passover. And then the Bible says that after they came out of Egypt, that, amen, God gave them the Ten Commandments. But he didn't give it to them right away because right when they came out of bondage, then God said, Moses, go up to the mountain, and I'm going to reveal to you something. Now, when they came out of prison, and I'm talking about gathering, God has gathered you together because he wants to reveal something to you today. Amen. So all of a sudden, he gathered the children of Israel, and I'm imagining thousands, and I'm imagining millions coming out of prison. Amen to God. They were slaves. They was bondage in Egypt. Pharaoh told them when to drink. Pharaoh told them when to sleep. Pharaoh told them, amen to God, amen, when to move and when not to move. Amen to God. But then God came in with a mighty hand and led them out of Egypt. amen to God, just like he came in with a mighty hand and led you out of where you was at, amen. Maybe led you out of a bad habit. Maybe led you out of an addiction. Maybe he led you, but amen, you're on this line today because God has brought you out of some place. And he brought you on this line, and there's a gathering going on because God is going to reveal something today. And so the children of Israel, after Passover, amen to God, they celebrate something, the Feast of Weeks. In other words, they said, now that I got you out of prison, now that I brought you out of slavery, amen, I'm going to reveal something to you. And something great happened. Moses went up to the Mount Sinai, and God began to speak to him. Now, before this, nobody knew the answers to anything. There was no revelation. Nobody knew how the world began. Nobody knew what God's thought was. There was no logos except for God would speak to the prophet directly. But now that God brought them out of prison, God says, I'm going to begin to speak to you. And I'm speaking to somebody on this phone today. There was a gathering. God brought you on this line because now that I brought you out of that addiction, now that I brought you out of that relationship, now that I brought you out of that, I'm going to begin to speak to you and reveal revelation now. So I want you to imagine that, amen of God, that the world was covered with water like in the book of Genesis. But then all of a sudden God said, I begin to gather the water in one place. I begin to gather you and your family in one place. I begin to gather you and your co-worker in one place. I begin to gather you and your prayer partner in one place because I'm about to reveal something to you. Amen, amen. Gathering brings revelation. So all of a sudden, Moses, the Bible says, after Passover, he went up to the mountain, and God revealed the Torah to him. The first five books of the Bible had not been written until they came out of Egypt. God did not send revelation knowledge until they came out of slavery. Amen. People begin to say, Lord, why can't I understand stuff? The Bible says the natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Amen, amen, amen. But so the Spirit had not yet come in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. So we go back into when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Amen, amen. So when we're looking at what was going on, Moses had just brought the people out of slavery with the mighty hand of God. And then he said, but I'm not done yet. Not only am I going to bring you out of slavery, I gathered you all here today because I'm going to give you revelation. I'm going to show you something that the world has not seen before. So Moses went up to the mountain, the Bible says, and he went up there, and God began to reveal to him the first five books of the Bible. Amen. And he came back down and whatnot, and he had an answer to the people. He said, amen to God, now I want y'all to get ready for something. Amen to God, now that you are out of slavery. And amen to God, and you know that it was God that brought you out of that addiction. And now that you know that it was God that brought you out of that messed up marriage, now you know it was God that brought you out, amen to God, of that war, or God brought you out of whatever it was, God brought you out of that slavery. God is about to reveal something to you. And Moses came down from the mountaintop, and these people have just seen slavery. Amen to God. These people have seen their relatives murdered. These people have seen, amen to God, amen, whips beat on some of them. Some of them were broken. Amen. But when they came out of slavery, Moses went up to the mountain to speak with God and came down. And he said to them, how many of y'all want to know how this planet began? How many of y'all want to know how the earth began? No one had ever knew that answer. There was no scientist. Amen. There was no, amen to God, equipment. There was no telescope. There was no, amen, the stuff that we have in 2014. Amen to God. There was no cable TV. There was no none of this. But Moses said, how would you like to understand and get how the world began? Amen. And he began to break down. And I can imagine the people sitting down listening, amen, how the world began, how he began to quote them stories of Adam and Eve. Amen to God. And this is how the first man and the first woman came on the planet. Now, before coming out of slavery, no one has ever heard this story before. Amen. No one has ever heard, because, amen to God, unlike us, they were living the books of the Bible. Amen. It was happening right before their eyes. And so what they were doing, they were sitting down. They just came out of slavery. And Moses went up to the mountain and came back and said, now I'm going to tell you how the world began. Amen, amen. And many of you, amen, that was gathered on this line today, God has revealed some stuff to you now that you came out of slavery. Before you was, amen, doing whatever the addiction told you to do. Before you were doing whatever the flesh told you to do. But all of a sudden, when you, amen, to God, decided, I'm going to call into this line, amen, to God, and amen, to God, I'm going to fast, I'm going to pray, I'm going to read my Bible, and then God began to reveal something unto you, amen, to God. Imagine all of those people for the first time hearing this is how God created the planet Earth. This is how God made man and woman. This, amen, is what happened in Noah's Ark. They didn't know about Noah's Ark until, amen, he began to recite and he began to write these things down. This is how the planet began. Imagine, amen to God, being, amen to God, coming out of slavery and going through all of that stuff. And God said, now that you went through all of that, amen, and you was obedient, amen to God, I'm going to reveal something to you. And this is what happens when God begins to gather us together. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Amen. So in other words, there was a celebration, amen to God, that God brought, amen, not only them out of slavery, but then he sent revelation knowledge to them. When Moses came down from the mountain, he said, this is how the world began. He gave them Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And he came down and he began to read and recite that this is the law of God. Before there was no laws, but now there are laws to live by. God began to gather the people together. Amen, amen. And then create a government, began to create, these are things that are allowed and these are things that are not allowed. These are things that you can eat. These are things that you cannot eat. This is the law of God. These words are directly from God. So once you come out of slavery, God begins to start speaking directly to you. Amen, 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 amen. So Moses came down from the mountain, and God gave him the first five books of the Bible, not until they came out of slavery. Now, I want y'all to remember this. So now we are in Acts chapter 2. And they said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, a day that they set aside where they remember when this revelation knowledge happened, a day that they set aside that they celebrate Passover, but 7 weeks after Passover, amen, is when, amen to God, they celebrate when they got that revelation knowledge, amen to God. There was a gathering and there was a revelation. There was a gathering and there was a revelation. So when people begin to gather, amen, the movement began. Amen to God. And how many of y'all noticed that? Amen to God. Amen. This is Black History Month. Amen to God. And when you look back at the civil rights struggle, and you look back and you see, amen to God, how those Jim Crow laws was going on, and you see how they were sicking dogs on black people. That didn't matter if only one person saw it. Like, when it was happening separate cities and separate states, they thought it was only happening in a few places. But then they came up with the invention of television, amen to God, and then they began to show on TV, and the world began to gather, amen to God, and just see how they were treating black people. And then, amen to God, a movement happens when God began to gather people together. Because before, amen to God, I couldn't bring you together because, amen, they was in a different state. They was in a different thing. Somebody was on the phone. Somebody on the computer right now. And we could, but now, God is gathering us together, amen to God, that we can create movements. So God said, amen to God, I'm going to show on television, amen, how they are treating the black people. I'm going to show on television how they're sticking the dogs on it. And then there was a gathering because this television, amen, brought all the people together. And some of y'all can remember when you saw on TV how they were sicking dogs on us and whatnot. And that activated something inside of you. You was in a whole different city when you saw it, but it activated something in you. And there was a gathering going on because you were seeing something. Amen, amen. When God begins to gather people together, amen, movements began. Amen, amen. So all of a sudden, he began to gather these people, amen, to God, in Jerusalem. Amen, and he told them to wait. Amen, because I'm going to send you something. So they waited in Jerusalem. And while they were waiting in Jerusalem, amen to God, they were gathered together, amen to God. Like I said again, he brought them together because he's going to reveal something. Why did God bring the waters together, amen, in the book of Genesis? Because he wanted to reveal to them that there was land. He wanted to reveal to them that there was something under that water that you can stand on. I'm telling you today that you call into this line, amen to God, and I don't know what water has been in your life, but now that you are gathering together on this phone, God is going to begin to gather your waters together, and you're going to be able to stand on something because, amen, now you are not by yourself. Now you are calling in this line where there are intercessors. Now you are calling in this line where there are prophets. Now you are calling to this line where there are apostles. Now you are calling into this line, amen, to God, where you are not by yourself. So all of a sudden, God began to gather that people together for a reason because I'm going to reveal something to you. And even while we are preaching this, even while we are teaching this, God's going to begin to give you revelation and begin to shout and begin to praise God because you've been praying for something, but God would not reveal it to you until you came together. Amen to God. God wants you to come together on this line so I can reveal something. He said, I couldn't reveal it while you was by yourself. I couldn't reveal it while you was in slavery. But when you came out of slavery and you came out of, amen to God, sin, God began to say, now I'm going to reveal it. There's somebody in their house getting revelation knowledge now. Amen to God. God said, amen to God, I'm going to reveal it to you now. Amen. The Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come. The Bible said the Pentecost was a celebration of 50 days. Amen, amen. 50 days, amen. Starting immediately after Passover, amen. After, amen of God, they celebrated coming out of Egypt. They started celebrating when God gave, amen, Moses, amen of God, the first five books of the Bible. And I don't know about you, but if I was alive back then, amen of God, and I had just gotten out of slavery and God had just brought me through the Red Sea, and then God sends Moses up to a mountain, and Moses come down and say, I'm going to tell you how the world began. That's reason for celebration to me. Amen. I don't know about you, but amen to God, if I lived back then, amen, and I just got out of slavery, and then all of a sudden a man come down from a mountain, amen, with five books. And he said, in this book, this is how the world began. In this book, this is going to be lost. God is going to speak to you. In this book, amen to God. And I don't know about who I'm talking to today, but now that you are on this line and that you have come out of slavery spiritually and you said you've given your life to the Lord, now when you begin to open up the books of the Bible, the revelation knowledge begins to come. In this book, amen to God, it's your beginning. In this book, a gathering brings movement. A gathering brings revelation knowledge. God, amen to God, brought you on here to get revelation today. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. In other words, when the 50 days was over, amen to God, all of a sudden, amen to God, the first day, and keep in mind that, amen to God, this was a celebration, and Jesus knew about the Jewish customs. He knew about the Jewish festivals and whatnot. So after they killed Jesus, amen to God, he revealed something to them as well. They murdered him. I saw, he said. They pierced him in the side, and blood and water came out of his side. They nailed him in his hands. Amen. They nailed him. And many of y'all had communion last weekend, or a week before that. Y'all came out of communion, and y'all talked about the suffering of Jesus. They said, we saw him murdered. We saw them kill our Jesus. But then after that, and everybody was gathered together, amen, amen, to see, amen, that they killed our Jesus. But then, amen, days later, the Bible says for 40 days he was seen walking and talking and preaching. And that was a word to somebody, amen, to God, because, amen, people saw them kill you with their mouth. People saw your career over. They saw, amen, to God, people pronounce death over your life. But then the Bible says, like Jesus was able, even though people saw all of that, amen, that Jesus was still able to walk around the people and confound them. And they were saying, amen to God, isn't Jesus dead and whatnot? But then, amen to God, they looked around and said, amen to God, amen, look at him. That's him. He's walking now. And I saw them murder him. And how many people in your life are your children? Daddy, I saw them talk about you. Mama, I saw them, amen to God, run you out of here. Uncle, I saw this. Cousin, I saw that. Daddy, I saw them murder you. But the Bible says that Jesus was able to begin to walk around the planet because he wanted to let everybody know that murdered me, that, amen, no man take my life. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to gather. It was important, amen, because Jesus knew on that day of festivals that everybody was going to be celebrating at this particular time of year, that when Moses gave them the law. And like I said, if you was alive back then, and, amen, the God and Moses came down from the mountain and revealed to you, this is how the world began. Amen, amen, this is what happened, amen. You would be, amen, confounded. That would be one of the greatest stories ever told. And amen to God, you would be happy about it. And you would forget about your slavery because now you got revelation knowledge. Amen to God. Now you know how the world, because you know stuff that the folk don't know. You know stuff that people don't even know, amen to God. God has gave you revelation because you came out of slavery, and now you know how the world began. Now imagine these people walking around with that information. I would celebrate that too. I would create a festival too. Amen to God. That now that I'm out of slavery, God revealed to me how the world began. My God, I wish I could have been back then when Moses came down from the mountain and amen to God, when there was no laws, now he gave us laws. When there was no Bible story of how the world began, Moses had the story. Amen. These were the first five books of the Bible. These were the Torah. These were the Pentateuch. These were the things, amen to God, with revelation. But they could not come until God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And I'm speaking to somebody on this phone too, amen to God. You've been praying for God to give you revelation. You've been praying for God to show you things, but until you come out of Egypt, amen, God is not going to show revelation. So the Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen, Jesus walked on the planet for 40 days and whatnot, and the people saw him murdered, and he saw him, but on the 50th day, he said, I want you to go into Jerusalem and wait for me. I want you to go there because, amen, the Bible said it was on one accord and in one place. It's important that everybody on this line be in one accord and in one place. Don't just be listening to the call, but have your mind on what we're talking about. Don't have your mind on other stuff. Amen. Have your mind. Be present. Be present. Be present. Be present. Be present. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So they're in one accord in one place, because when you're in one accord in one place, amen, God begins to move. Amen. A gathering. Amen. It's revealing revelation knowledge. Amen. 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 Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Something happened. Amen. Verse number 2. Can y'all still hear me, evangelist?
Yeah, we can hear you, Mike, minister.
Amen. All right. Verse number 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And the Bible says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each and every one of them. We're talking about revelation again. They were gathered together. Amen to God. But they had to be in position. Now, when God is doing this, now keep in mind that something had happened to the body. Amen to God. When Jesus was murdered, when Jesus was crucified, and Jesus told them, amen to God, amen, he started walking around preaching. He told them, amen to God, 50 days, I want you to wait, because any of y'all that know about gardening and stuff like that, certain things come up certain seasons. Certain things, amen, and this was a festival, amen to God, that he created called a festival of weeks, amen to God. And this was a festival of a celebration of 7 weeks, amen, after Passover. And the Bible says, amen, what they used to do at with the festival of weeks, amen to God, they would, certain things, they would be gathering stuff that they planted, amen. They planted it early, but now it's time to gather stuff. Now I'm getting wisdom. Now I'm getting understanding. I planted it, the seed that I planted, amen. The seed that I planted, I came out of slavery, and now God is going to start revealing knowledge to me. But amen to God, God waited. He said, amen to God, I want you to go wait. Amen, in Jerusalem, amen, for the day to fully come, because wait for the entire 50 days. Now, why did we have to wait? Because, amen to God, you got to look at it like the church was spiritually intoxicated. Amen to God. In other words, amen, how many of y'all watch these shows on cable like I do, like called Jail or, amen, stuff like that? And when a person is arrested and he's intoxicated, they leave him in the lockup overnight. And whatnot, and for a certain amount of time for the effects of the alcohol to wear off. amen to God, and he leaves them bondage in that cage, in that until the effects of the alcohol wears off, and then they let him out. Well, Jesus noticed the same thing, amen, because there were different people, amen, coming from all over the place believing in Jesus. You had people, amen to God, that were bringing, amen, you had the Gentiles. And they were idol worshippers, and they were bringing the idolatry into this thing. They were saying, amen to God, that, amen to God, amen, we worship Baal, we worship this, we worship that. But we love the teaching of Jesus, too. Amen to God, hallelujah. And then you had, amen, the Jews, amen. The Bible said they called them Judean Christians because when they got converted, they still tried to bring some of the Jewish customs with them. And this is what was going on with everybody who was getting saved. They was bringing some of their past with them and whatnot. So the church was spiritually intoxicated. So there had to be a waiting because God said, amen to God, I got to let all of that come out of you because, amen to God, stuff has to, there has to be a purging. Because, amen, if there's never a purging, we all going to bring all of our past with us. We're going to bring all of that heavy stuff with us. So Jesus said, amen to God, amen to God. I'm going to have them tarry. I'm going to have them go wait in Jerusalem. Amen. And he walked around the planet Earth, and he had to undo. Now if there was ever, amen to God, a thing called post-traumatic stress disorder, amen to God, imagine seeing somebody murdered. So Jesus had to repair this. I got to let you know that I'm not dead. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of y'all been through stuff in your life. Amen to God. And Jesus is saying to you today and calling in this line, I got to remind you that I'm not dead. Yes, you've seen certain things. You've seen them crucify them. You've seen them stab them in the side. You witness, amen, stuff happen to you in your life. And you have given up. Amen to God. And you said, Lord, look at this. I've seen people that everybody else would have been murdered if this happened to them. Amen to God. But Jesus got up and he said, I got to repair the damage that they've done because these people think that I'm dead. Amen. These people think that I've been murdered and whatnot, and they think it's over now. So Jesus, after they had killed him, the Bible said that, amen to God, he got up and he began to speak and began to appear in different places and begin to gather the saints together and tell them, I'm not dead. Amen. The Bible says this is what he was doing before Pentecost was fully come, amen to God, leading up to it because the people were spiritually intoxicated. They were coming from different places and different religions and believing on God, and amen to God. And what happens, amen to God, when you don't see God, amen to God? We remember in the book of Exodus, amen to God, we remember when the children of Israel, when Moses went up to get that the Ten Commandments, they said he was up there for a while. And any of y'all know anything about Bible history, amen, when the high priest would go into the tabernacles and certain parts of it, if their life wasn't right, they would tie a rope around them because certain people wasn't allowed to go into the holiest of holies. So when the high priest would go in there and he'd be in there too long, they would pull on a rope that had bells attached to it. And if he didn't shake back, they knew he was dead. So, amen to God, the same with Moses. So this is the kind of nature that they was going through. They said, well, maybe Moses dead. He'd been up there for a long time. Amen to God. We just came out of Egypt and whatnot, and we wanted a God that we could see. And so a lot of times people, amen to God, they bring all that stuff with them and whatnot, and they want something that they can see. And sometimes God's going to make you say, I need to make you come out of your stuff first before I reveal something to you. Amen to God. Before I reveal it to you, amen to God, you need to come out of an addiction. You need to come out of, amen to God, how you were raised. Amen. Some stuff you need to unthink. Amen. Some stuff you need to unlearn. Amen to God. And so when Jesus was walking on the planet Earth, he said, yes, I'm going to reveal it to you, but it's going to, I need to undo everything that these people done did to you. They done saw you. You done seen them murder me. And amen to God. And you think I'm dead. Amen to God. But I have to walk in different parts of the world to show them that they did not kill me. Amen to God. And Jesus is doing this in your life. Those of you that are gathered on this line right now. Amen to God. When the devil thought he killed you, but you still called in. Amen. Your head might have hurt you, but you still called in. Your bills might have had you down, but you still called in. You said, Lord, I got to show the devil that I'm still alive. And see, Jesus gives us this example, amen to God, amen, in the book of Acts. These were the Acts of the Apostles. And he was telling them, amen to God, well, this is what Jesus did to repair the post-traumatic stress disorder. You seeing them murder Jesus. He said, I have to walk among them and show them that you did not kill me. And amen to God, and you are gathered on this line today like that water was gathered. So the land is revealed, so you got a foundation. So if they did that to Jesus and he walked, you need to begin to walk around this planet Earth and let the world know that the devil did not kill you. Amen to God, because the Bible says, amen to God, yesterday she talked to us about the power. After that, the Holy Ghost upon you, you shall receive power. The Bible said it was in one accord and in one place. So in other words, amen, not only my body is here, but my mind is here. And I hear what you're saying, brother teacher, amen to God, and I'm here and I'm present, amen to God, and I'm letting the devil know that I'm not dead. Amen. All of this happened to me, but the church, amen to God, amen. God just given us power, amen. If you're in one place and you're in one accord, amen to God, God can reveal stuff to you. So Jesus began to reveal to the people here on this planet that, amen to God, in spite of what you've seen, I'm not dead. And amen to God, and I want you to say that, amen to God, to yourself, amen. If you need to just walk to a mirror right now, or amen, if you got somebody listening to this broadcast with you right now, I want you to look them in their face and say, in spite what you have seen, I'm not dead. Hallelujah. In spite what you have seen, I am not dead. Jesus began to walk around the planet Earth and whatnot, and he said, amen to God, and I want you to go to Jerusalem and wait for me, because in spite of what you've seen with your eyes, you've seen them talk about me, you've seen them stone, you've seen them whip me with whips, and you've seen them do all of this to me, but in spite of what you've seen, hallelujah, I'm not dead. Amen, amen. Now, you just said that to your friend, now go to the mirror. Because sometimes you got to say stuff to yourself, right? Amen. Even if you're in your car right now and you're looking in your rearview mirror because you done seen some stuff that we ain't seen. Amen. You don't look like what you've been through. So I need you to tell yourself today while you're sitting in that car, while you're sitting in front of that computer, while you're sitting on that phone, amen, walk to your mirror somewhere and say to yourself, in spite of what you have seen, I am not dead. Amen and amen, amen. And you have seen some stuff. Amen. I can only imagine what some of y'all on this line have went through. I can only imagine the stuff. Amen. Remember, they beat Jesus and whatnot all night long with the whip. Amen. They put crowns of thorns on his head. They stabbed, amen to God, amen to God, some nails in his hand. And they stabbed nails in his feet. And they left him on the cross until the life had came out of him. And they saw him cry out, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? But after all of that, amen, amen, Jesus got up. And this is the good news, amen, in spite of what you've been through, amen, to God today. Just the good news that Jesus said, amen, in spite of what you've seen, I am not dead. And the Bible says he began to walk around and whatnot and begin to show himself, amen, to the people of God. In spite of what you've seen, I'm not dead. The Bible says, and there appeared unto them clothed in tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. They were all filled, amen to God. So this ain't just for no one person. Amen. Somebody said, well, that was just for them back then, or that was just for them. No, the Bible said they were all filled, amen, with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, amen to God. The gathering, amen, going on, the revelation, the good news today is to you today is, amen, in spite of what you've seen, you're not dead. Amen. And this is the message. This is the message that the church, amen to God, is yet alive. Amen to God. The day of Pentecost was fully come. When it was fully come, amen to God, we celebrated, I came out of slavery. Amen. And many of y'all probably came out of slavery just now when you said that affirmation to yourself. In spite of what you see, man, and say it one more again and call your name out this time. Call your name out because we talking to you, right? I want you to look in that rearview mirror and whatnot and look in the mirror in your house or amen to God, or just wherever you are at your job, amen to God. If you got to whisper it to yourself and say this affirmation. In spite of what you've seen, because some stuff you cannot unsee, some stuff you cannot unhear, but in spite of what you've seen, I'm not dead. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to say that to yourself again. And I'm going to give you a minute to just even receive that. Amen. That's your word today. In spite of what happened to you, in spite of them beating Jesus, in spite of them doing this to Jesus, Jesus had to walk around because he knew there was post-traumatic stress disorder. He knew that folks seen what they did. And amen to God. And a lot of times your children seen what you done went through. Amen to God. Your family seen what you went through. Amen. Your neighbors seen what you went through, and amen to God, and they don't want to believe in God no more. But if you can live, amen to God, because they know what you've been through, they know what you lost. If you can live, amen to God, the tragedy that you've been through, amen to God, can cause people to gather, and they'll be around you, and they said, I know that if she went through this, amen, I know if he went through this, there has to be a God. So Jesus, in spite of how he was feeling, amen, God, in spite of what the body felt like, he had to walk in different cities and show himself. So in spite of how you feeling today, amen, God, because this is church history, amen, God, we telling you the book of Acts, what Jesus did. There's a foundation is on Jesus. The story is about Jesus. The answer to your question is Jesus. So amen, God, that it's all about what did Jesus do. After they killed Jesus, amen, he went and walked around them, amen, to show them, amen, to God, I am not dead. And this is what you need to do, because you have called in today, amen, to God. There was a gathering, amen, of you on this line today to get revelation knowledge. Amen, what is your island? What is your land? What is God doing? Now that the water has been all gathered to one place, what has been revealed to you, amen, just like Jesus did, amen, to God. Yes, you killed me, but you need to see that I'm still alive. You need the people who killed you. I'm talking about people who gave up on you, people who don't believe in you, people who counted you out, people who whatever. It's important that they see you walking like Jesus did. It's important that they see you successful. It's important that they see you going forward anyhow. They say amen to God, amen to God. Nothing is the best part of revenge. It's success. So it's important that they see that they did not kill you. It's important, amen to God, that your children see that that thing that happened to you did not kill you, because they got something called generational curses. It's important that you do like Jesus did. And this is the foundation of the church. After they killed me, amen to God, the good news is that you can rise up again and you can walk among all those people who thought they killed you, because the day of Pentecost is coming. The day of revelation is coming. You done came out of slavery. You done came out of your addiction. You done came out of, amen to God, something that other folk ain't bounced back from. You done came out of it with forgiveness. You done forgave people who did stuff to you. You done forgave things that happened to you. And now you are walking among everybody that killed you. Amen. It's important that they see you shouting. It's important that they see another year, 2014, and you're still saved. It's important, amen to God, that they see, amen to God, that God is still living inside of you. The Bible says, amen, even after they killed Jesus, amen, those that killed him, he still walked in the city, amen to God. He said, amen to God, amen, I know you don't believe in me, amen, but you need to see you didn't kill me. If anything else, that's what you need to see, that you didn't kill me. Amen to God. I know that y'all hate me and because I'm taking away your money from that adultery. And amen to God. And y'all wanted to still praise the adultery. And I know that y'all was glad they killed me. But it's important for you to know that I am not dead. Hallelujah. Amen to God. It's important for you to live. You called into this message today. You called in for this broadcast today because, amen, just like Jesus, amen to God, amen, the apostles were giving them examples. Jesus gave us the example, him being the chief cornerstone. He gave you the example. It's important for people to know that he didn't kill you. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody need to get that revelation and scream out loud in their car. They did not kill me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody going to praise him, amen, for a minute. Amen, they did not kill me. Amen, they need to see it. Amen, again, hallelujah, folk that did stuff to you. Amen, 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 amen. Guess what? I'm still saved. Hallelujah. I'm still sanctified. I'm still filled with the Holy Ghost. I still got Jesus on my side. I'm still running for my life. I've been running for a long time, and I'm not tired yet. I'm going to run in spite of what happened to me. I'm going to run in spite that you killed me. I'm going to run in spite of you talked about me. I'm going to let you know that if you've been through what I've been through, hallelujah, you would praise him too. Let them people know that they did not kill you. When your hands fall today, you let them know that you're not dead. You let them know that Jesus is not dead. You let them know that Jesus is not dead and he's still alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, it was important. Amen, that they saw, amen, that God, that Jesus was still alive. The Bible says he walked around and said, yes, the people looked around, but I killed you. I'm the one that stabbed you in the side. I'm the one that nailed you in the hand. I'm the one that put you on the cross. I know what I did to you, and you can look them in the face. Yes, you know what you did. Yes, you was the one that talked about me. Yes, you were the one that started the rumor. Yes, you the one that stole this from me. Yes, you the one that persecuted me. Yes, you did. But guess what, devil? I'm still alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why you called in today. That's your word today. That's your revelation today. Amen. Jesus walked around in front of everybody who killed him. Everybody who said, yes, crucify him. Everybody who said that, he said, it's important that y'all gather around and that you know that I'm alive. The gathering, when people gather, amen, he said, I know that they're going to be here for the festival of the weeks. I know they're going to be here celebrating Passover, and I know they're going to be celebrating Shavuot. I know they're going to be celebrating the feast of the weeks. I know there's going to be a lot of people here with different languages. I know a lot of people are going to be here celebrating, but they need to know that I'm not dead. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not dead. Hallelujah, go run to your mirror again and say, guess what, I'm not dead. Amen, go grab that bill that you've been worrying about. Just go grab it, a bill that you've been fretting about. Grab that bill and look at that bill and say, I'm not dead. Hallelujah, amen to God, stuff that's been going on in your life. Amen to God, you're not dead. Amen, amen, amen. The gathering. See, when the people gather together, they can reveal some stuff. When God gathered that water together, you saw a land. You saw something that you can stand on. And now that God had gathered you together on this phone line, you done got something, hopefully, that you can stand on. You done got something, amen, the Bible says, amen, that they all received the Holy Ghost. Amen, God. See, this is, God don't care about where you came from. The Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen, after they went through that detox, after, amen, because they had went through, amen, God, in the post-traumatic stress disorder, they done saw that the Lord was murdered. They saw that he was killed. So it was important for before he goes to Pentecost, it was important for him to show himself and said, in spite of what all these people have done to me, I'm still alive. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, amen, now that they've got that lesson, now that they understand, amen of God, that now we understand why they're celebrating this feast. Because, amen of God, they didn't understand it before. They said, why would they celebrate this feast every single year? Now you understand when you came out of bondage, when you came out of your Passover. I don't know what your Passover is, but God had brought you out of something, and you celebrate it every year. Amen. When I look back and I see where God has brought me from, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over, because that was some stuff, right? Hallelujah. I don't know how I got over that, but amen, God, every year, amen, when you celebrate Passover, you say, Lord, I thank you that you brought me out of slavery. Amen. I thank you that I'm still alive. Amen. Not only will you bring me out of slavery, amen, you showed me how the world began. You gave me Genesis. You gave me Exodus. You gave me Leviticus. You gave me Numbers. You gave me Deuteronomy. Amen, God, you gave me Revelation. Amen. When I came out of slavery, and the Bible says it was in one place, in one accord. Hallelujah. My mind is here on this line, and my body is here. I'm not thinking about what happened an hour ago or two, 3 days ago. Amen. My mind is right here. Amen. God, I'm thinking about what God is doing right this second. You called in because God's doing a movement in your life. He had gathered you here. God, every time God reveals himself, he gathers some things together. When he revealed that land, he gathered the water together. Amen. God, when he revealed the Holy Ghost, he gathered them together in Jerusalem. So now that Jesus has showed himself, Amen, amen. And people know that they didn't kill him. The Bible says, amen to God, that they got there and they began to tarry and they began to wait on the Lord. And amen to God. And as they got there, the Bible says that it became a clothing tongue. Amen. The word clothing means split. Amen to God. Split in half. And amen to God, the tongues appeared as split in half. They were like as tongues of clothing fire on top of their head. And they began to speak in different languages. Amen to God. Now people thought, amen to God, that they were drunk. The people thought that, amen, because people had came from all over to celebrate this feast. Amen to God, that God had gave this revelation knowledge that not only did he bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he gave the law. Amen to God. Now he gave us answers. And imagine being alive back then. Now you know how the world began. Amen. Because the book of Genesis, you know about the flood. You know about all that happening. You know about the Exodus, what they're going through and whatnot. He wrote down what they were going through at that time. He wrote down the laws and stuff like that. So he began to write down the curses and the blessings in Deuteronomy. So he wrote all this stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of what they was going through. They had just came through tragedy. And they had just came through, amen to God, and stuff like that. Years and years of bondage. But God had brought them out in Passover with a mighty hand. And then he gave them revelation knowledge. And then you fast forward to the New Testament. Then you fast forward to chapter number 2 in the book of Acts. And they're talking about that time. Amen. That's what Pentecost is talking about. It's talking about, amen, a celebration of Passover. And after they got out of bondage, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God, God gave them the Pentateuch. He gave them the Torah. He gave them the Word. And just like then, God said, amen to God, I'm going to reveal myself to you. Amen to God. Now that you came out of bondage, now that you're praying more, now that you're fasting, now that you're in that word, I'm going to begin to reveal myself to you. He said, just go wait, go wait, go wait, go wait. Now that you know that they didn't kill me, I want you to go wait. And this is your word today. Now that you done spoke over your life, that they didn't kill you, like Jesus showed himself for 40 days. Amen. Other people, after they had thought they killed him, he had to show them that he wasn't dead. Amen. Now that you call into this line, amen, amen, we commission you to show the people that you are not dead, that they did not kill you. And then when you start doing that and you start living and giving your life to the Lord, God is going to start sending revelation knowledge. The Bible said it fell on all of them. Amen to God. They was in one place. They was in one accord. Amen to God. And then the Spirit of God began to fall on them. Amen to God. And it fell on them. In other words, it's going to just fall. Amen to God. It wasn't trying to be all pretty, but the Holy Ghost just falling on them. Amen. Anointing is just falling. Amen to God. On this line. See, ain't that something? When you be obedient, blessings can just fall on you. Amen. You wasn't even expecting it. The Bible says suddenly there came a rushing mighty wind. That means they wasn't expecting it. Amen to God. You can live a certain way, amen to God, and all of a sudden it's going to just fall on you. Unexpectedly, God is going to start blessing you. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, God's going to bless you, amen, your finances. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, God's going to bless you with divine health. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, word of knowledge is going to start coming out when you read the Bible. Word of wisdom is going to start coming out when you start, amen to God. God is going to give you discernment. All of a sudden, the Bible says, God begins to work, and all of a sudden, it took a long time, but then all of a sudden, he do a thing quick. Amen, amen to God. So we look at this scripture, and we look at this Bible, amen, and we get this revelation knowledge. God is speaking to somebody right now, amen to God. He wants somebody, amen to God, to say, amen to God, Lord, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God. I want to be in position. I want to be in the right city. Amen to God. I want to be in Jerusalem. Amen to God. I want to be in the right city, Lord. I want to be, amen to God, in that place, amen to God, where when you told me to go, I want to be there. Amen. I don't want to be in the wrong place, because Jesus told them to go to a specific place. After he showed them that they didn't kill me, then he went to a specific city. Amen to God. Now that you're showing people and you calling into this line and you done showed people that, amen to God, they did not kill you, now you need to go to a specific space. Amen. You need to be, amen, in a specific place of the Lord. The Bible says, the song says, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Now, when you go to the will of God, amen, now that the people have seen that you are alive, they've seen that stuff didn't kill you, they say, and they can testify, like, you know, in these churches, like, I spoke against her, I held her down, I did this to him, I personally did this to him, I personally did that, but they didn't kill you. Amen. And now that they didn't kill you. The Bible said, now I want you to go to a specific place. Amen to God. Now that, amen to God, they have seen Jesus alive, Jesus said, amen to God, and I'm going to send you a comforter. I want y'all to go, amen to God, amen to God. So after that, the Holy Ghost has come unto you. You're going to receive power. But, amen, you need to go to a specific place to get this thing, amen to God. Amen to God. I'm not talking about no five-minute prayer, no two-minute prayer. You need to go to a specific place now, because now that God had brought you out of bondage, now that God had brought you out, we were given this example by the apostles, amen. Now that God had brought you out, I need you to go to a specific place in me. That was a type and shadow and whatnot. Amen to God. Yeah, now, amen to God, that you've gotten out of bondage. Now that you have seen me alive in your life. Because you said, Lord, amen, how come I didn't commit suicide? You said, Lord, amen, how come they didn't kill me? You said, Lord, how I did not lose my mind. Amen. Now that you survived all of that, amen, and you giving God the glory, now you're going into position now. You're saying, Lord, amen, now that I survived it, I got to go to a certain place. Amen. I got no more five-second prayer, God. Amen, amen. Now that I got to go there, you deserve, amen, amen, me to go a little bit higher now. Amen, God, amen, God. You deserve me to, amen, go to a place, amen, God, where I can just moan and groan and whatnot. We talked about, amen, God, our last message to you. Amen, amen. The Bible said, amen, when he saw the dead, his friend was dead, he groaned in his spirit. Amen, God. And see, and when you think about that groan, that means Jesus got mad. He starts snorting, you know, when you're crying and you get mad and you start sniffing and stuff like that. Amen to God. And when you see, that's the kind of stuff that God wants you to do when stuff happens to you. Amen. God wants you to get mad at the devil. Amen to God. Amen. So we're going to stop here. Amen to God. And we want you to get that because we gave you a lot. Amen to God. But I want you to receive those tools. Amen to God. Amen to God. Because when God begins to give revelation knowledge, amen to God, he gathers people together. Amen to God. When God begins to feed the people, you notice how he gathered them together and told them to sit down, and he fed them. Amen to God. You notice how in the beginning, amen to God, when he created the planet, amen, he gathered all the water together in one place. Now you see the foundation. Now you see that it was land under there, right? Amen to God. Just like that, now he gathered the children of Israel in Jerusalem. I need y'all to be in a specific place. Amen to God, so I can give you some stuff to fight with. I need you to be in a specific place. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So these are the teachings. I would that you finish reading the book of Acts and you get that whole thing and whatnot. You get you study the Festival of Weeks and whatnot, the Shavuot, the Shavuot and whatnot. Talk about the 7 weeks, amen to God. In other words, after they came out of Passover, amen, after they came out of Egypt, God gave them revelation knowledge. He told Moses everything. I mean, imagine that conversation. You think it's going to be a quick prayer, and you're going to go down, and God will speak to you, and God kept them up there for a long time saying, amen, and this is how I created the world, Moses. You're going to love this. Amen to God. And he told them stuff. Amen, amen, amen. And this is how God is going to do you the same way. Amen. Again, we follow the Acts of the Apostles. Amen to God. Amen to God. God told them to be in position, be in a certain place. Now that I done got you out of your addiction, now that I done got you out of your slavery, now that I done got you out of your bondage, amen to God, now I'm going to give you revelation knowledge. But you got to be in a specific place. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. We hope we said something today to somebody. Amen. That there's a gathering going on today. So God is giving somebody revelation knowledge. Amen. To go on and to fight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray right now that God, you begin to cover, amen, this word. Amen. That it will fall on good ground. We speak this in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Wow.
Hallelujah.
All I can say is, wow, we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. I can't add, and I can't take anything away. This man has taught this thing.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
And the unction of the Holy Ghost. You can feel the power coming through the... Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
On the damn Pentecost, they all were on one accord. If we would get on one accord, people of God, hallelujah, heaven would be moved. God, you would move the heart of God.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
Come to your rescue. A liberal Democrat say, we're not dead yet. We all have a story.
That's right.
We all have gone through something. He said, we got to gather. We got to come together. We got to have the same. Oh, Jesus.
My Lord, I'm still alive. My Lord.
Almost 60 years.
All right.
30 years in holiness.
All right, Holy Ghost.
You wouldn't think Christians would try to kill you. Whoa.
Come on,
Lord,
Holy Ghost.
God.
Come on.
Do you know whomever you yield your members to, and yield his members to the enemy, they might commit anything.
My Lord.
When you yield yourself to God, when you yield to the Holy Ghost, I'm done. This man to talk today, ain't nothing I can say. We have a lot of folks. We didn't have about 24 callers on the line today.
Hallelujah.
Lines was lit up. So I want you all to know you are inexcusable whomsoever you may be, because this word has been recorded today, and everything the man of God taught and preached about today, there is a record. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby and let her open up the switchboard. God bless
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That was the word. Hey!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you. Before Sister Ruby go to the switchboard, I just want to give a little space of time to Reverend Dr. Janice Ivy. And
thank
I want
you,
her to just have a word. Amen. Amen. Let's receive her. She's going to be coming on the line teaching for you.
All
talking
right.
about the Son of God that have lived holy, that love the Lord, that love his word and love his people. That's her. So this is Reverend Dr. Janice Ivy of Stockton, California, here with us today. Dr. Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to each of you. What a wonderful message. What
hallelujah,
a wonderful
hallelujah,
message.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I praise God for Evangelist Bernard. She's doing a marvelous work. And you're supporting her, and I praise God for you. The workman is worthy of his hire. She's not a hireling, but she's certainly put everything into this
hallelujah.
Ministry. The Lord bless each of you mightily. May you show her your love through your support. God bless you in Jesus' name.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Look forward to her. This is another voice. I mean, a patriarch, a pioneer, one that have been in holiness and have really served God and have been a help to God's people. So we thank God today for having the honor to be in her presence today. It's always a blessing to sit at those that have gone before us. I heard a liberal Democrat talk about, you know, those of us that have gone through, and we forget about the sacrifices that others have made. But I'm
yes,
just so glad I can sit in the presence of holy women of God. You know, I thank God for Mother Cannon and Mother Charity. I don't have words to even express what they mean to me, and when they have lived the life of holiness, they have been virtuous women that feared God and loved him and obeyed him and raised their children in the fear of God. It's a blessing to be able to still be able to be there in their presence, and you can glean something from them. Amen. They can teach the young women and even some of the middle-aged women. Dr. Smith has been a mentor. She's been a confidant. She's been a friend to me and my family. So I just thank God for her today. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby. God bless you, Sister Ruby. And she can open up the line if anybody have any questions or a comment. You can do so at this time.
Oh, praise the Lord. Mother Charity?
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Amen.
I certainly did enjoy Elder Democrat, amen, as he was expounding the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank the Lord, amen, because God's word is true.
All right.
And, you know, your spirit agrees with it, you know. And I just thank the Lord for him today, because that word was just beautiful, and I enjoyed it so much. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you all continue to pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. We have quite a few callers on the line. Please be patient with us. We're going to Pastor McCullough. Pastor McCullough? Okay, we'll come back if we're able to. Pastor Glover. Prophetess Glover. Prophetess Glover.
Amen. Maybe the lines are muted. Amen. Hallelujah.
Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I truly thank God. I just thank God for this broadcast, the power that's on this broadcast, and the gathering, how we come up together on one accord. I thank God for you, Minister Liberal Democrat. I thank God for the teaching and the preaching and the power that God has gave you. And I just
God
want to continue to go forth in the Lord. Thank God for all you have done for this ministry as well as my ministry. And I just want to tell you to continue to press to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Continue to let the power of God come through you. And I thank God for
thank
this teaching and preaching on today. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
I am just so excited about the word. I just thank God for this ministry. I thank God for you, Mother Ruby and Liberal Democrats. We appreciate you bringing that word like you did on today.
Hallelujah.
I felt like it was exactly what I needed from God today. After everything I've been through in the last year or so with the passing of my mom and dealing with my family, I can still say I am still here and
all
I am
right.
not dead. So
all
I'm
right.
just going forward in God, and I'm just looking for God to just turn things around. I already see him moving. He's granting me my peace and serenity, and I just love the Lord, and I appreciate this ministry. Thank you for that word. It was sorely needed. Thank you.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Donnie. Okay, we'll try and come back to you. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Liberal Democrat, Sister Ruby.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. That was very powerful, one on time. And I received that word today. And, you know, the Lord tells you when the enemy comes at you, just fight.
All right.
Don't bow down, because we have rights, and, you know, we have to demand and decree and declare and just stay on the battlefield for God every day and trust in his word and just do not succumb to fight. And thank you for that word today, and God bless you and your ministry. God bless Evangelist Bernard. I'm so just so proud and so honored to be a part of this ministry and to get this word and get fed every day. It is truly a blessing. And I thank you. And I thank you all. And God bless all the listeners as well. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, Lord.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chief.
We have an unknown caller, 832, area code 8504.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We'll be speaking.
This is Apostle Unity Shaheed. I was just really blessed by the word. I really really appreciated just always looking back at Moses and seeing all of his dilemmas and his overcoming. It's just a testament of greatness of how we're able to overcome no matter what our circumstances, no matter what our dilemmas. There's still overcoming power if we trust and listen on God. So, man of God, I just really appreciate you, and I really appreciate this call on today.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. We're on Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. So please feel free to call in as the Lord leads you. God bless you for tuning in today. Okay, we're going to maybe Mother Cannon. Did you want to have a word, or Mother Cannon? Okay, then we're just going to acknowledge Mother Cannon. She's on the line. We're going
Amen.
Back to Prophetess Glover. Prophetess Glover. Okay, sometime this fight, like you say. Okay, we're going to Minister Donnie again. Minister Donnie?
Praise our Mother Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. I know you take a
praise
little bit. I say, I thought I heard a little the sermons in there. God bless. Go ahead, Minister Donnie.
Bless you, our Minister Democrat. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. What's an awesome word, man of God. But because of where I am, y'all, I can't press in like that. So that's why I have it on mute.
Amen.
So awesome word, man of God. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
God bless you, Minister Donnie. We're going one more to Prophetess Glover. Prophetess Glover, I thought I heard her coming back. Prophetess Glover? Okay, so I think that's everybody we have gotten. So quite a few of them has left the air. But Minister Democrat, the word just was awesome. You know, I said, well, what is Minister Democrat going to give us this day, Tuesday, February the 4th? And the Lord had you through the book of the whole book of Genesis all the way up to the book of Acts and above. So I just thank you. You always tell us about that Wikipedia and go to dictionary and these words are meant for this to split and this and that. And I'm
trying to told you.
Hey.
Hey,
God bless. The anointing was on the line and you took us from Genesis all the way up, from that promise all the way to the promise when it really came forth in the book of Acts. So God bless you, and Lord, pour back into you what you have gave out to his royal baptized family on this earth. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen, amen. Didn't our hearts burn? I tell you, God has just been so gracious. I marvel at everything that he does for his people. And the word that he gives his people to feed us with, you know, the Bible says we have to hide this word in our heart that we may not sin against God. So we have to treasure this word. The word is what's going to keep us. When everything else fades, when everything else dissolves, God's word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. And we can stand on his word at any time. So I just thank God for the man of God. I thank God for him tuning in, and just not tuning in, but just being a support. As Dr. Smith said, he's been a great support. And I want you all to know every round goes higher. So we want to invite you to tune in for the entirety of this series, the Acts of the Apostles. Tomorrow we'll be on chapter 3. And
thank you,
Davis will be speaking for us on tomorrow. And on Thursday, chapter 4, we will have Prophetess Theodora Glover, one of my cousins all the way from Georgia. Amen. My family's on.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I don't regard them and esteem them no higher than I do any of you all, but it's a blessing when you have your family supporting you. So Prophetess Theodora Glover will be speaking on chapter 4, and we all know on Friday is Provoke Fridays, and Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministries will be speaking on chapter 5.
Thank you.
And next week, we're going to continue on. Now, by way of announcements, before we go back and get our final remarks from our speaker, we want to remind you to come and share a night with me on February the 28th. It's Girls Night in the Word, and one of my hometown pastors will be here in Oakland, California, doing a one-night conference. But he'll also be on the line with us on Thursday, February the 20th. We will be interviewing him, and he will be speaking a word into our hearts. Amen. So mark your calendars for that. And then on March 1st, it's a departure
you know, we're doing a little gathering, like Minister Democrat say, a little gathering. And if those of you that have supported me and we have fellowship and broke bread together, I invite you to come out and celebrate with me. If I've touched your life in any way, come. Amen. We're not asking you to bring anything. Just bring yourself and bring an empty stomach because we will feed you. Amen. Not only the natural food, but you're going to get some spiritual. Yeah.
All right.
Spiritual food. I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited about what God is doing in that area. And also on February the 19th, Mother Cannon will be ministering the word. I don't know what chapter she'll be on. I have to go back and check the dates. But she will be speaking on that Wednesday, February the 19th. Amen. The Mary Cannon of Lansing, Michigan. So we invite you all to tune in. Those of you that want to minister, call me and let me know what days you have available. And we're scheduled. We want somebody for these whole 28 chapters. Amen. We don't want to have to go back to someone else to repeat. We want to open up this platform where we can give everybody the opportunity to expound on the book of Acts. Amen. So we thank God for Minister Democrat. We love you with the love of God. We're going to go back to him, and we'll let him have the final remarks, and he can dismiss us in Jesus' name, and Sister Ruby can sign us off with the spiritual song. Love you, man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, amen. We thank God, amen, for those of you that have called in. And we actually, amen, God, you share these messages, amen. If you're on Twitter, amen, New Destiny 54, that's at New Destiny 54, amen, and you'll see the YouTube page up on there and whatnot. Just click that link and listen to all the messages, amen, to God. This is Rhema word, amen, that God is giving word, amen, just for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Remember the message today. Amen. We talked about Acts, amen, chapter 2. Go home and read that. Amen. When you get home from work or when you get a time tonight, read that whole chapter and whatnot. Amen to God. Because, amen, it wasn't just for them. Amen. It's for you and it's for your family. Amen. God wants to save your whole house. Amen. But a lot of times it's going to start, amen, with that 21st letter in the alphabet, right? Amen. Many times it's going to start with you. Amen. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen, we ask God that you begin to bless those who are listening, amen, to this broadcast, amen, those who listen to this call. Amen. Bless the overseer, amen, of God. Amen. Evangelist, amen. Adrian Bernard, God, bless her, God. Amen. Bless, amen, the armor bearer, amen, of God. Amen. Sister Ruby Larry, God. Amen, of God. Amen, of God. That there be no backlash, no retaliation, God. Amen. That you cover this word, amen, tonight. Those that are assigned, amen, to this ministry, amen, of God. Those intercessors, amen, that is praying right now, amen, of God. We pray, amen, God, that you begin to cover all the ministries, amen, attached to this ministry, amen, God. Remember, amen, to God, amen, evangelist, amen, to God, Darlene, amen, to God, amen, as she intercedes, amen, on tonight, on today, God, amen, God. Remember those, amen, to God, assigned to her, God, amen, that you begin to cover that ministry, amen, to God. Begin to cover, amen, to God, the speaker on tomorrow. Prepare, amen, the atmosphere, amen, to God, as the man of God begins to go forth and feed us, amen, to God, what you have us to do, amen. And now those that are, amen, to God, in their houses, in their cars, in their homes, amen, to God, we pray right now, God, that you begin to loose your angels, amen, and that the seed will fall on good ground, amen, that they will, amen, to God, begin to seek after the deeper things as they go on and show the world and the devil that they did not kill them. Amen. We pray right now, God, that you encourage them, that you strengthen them, that you protect them, not by power nor by might, but by your spirit. We send you into that home of Sister Cummings, God, by your spirit. Amen. We send you in, amen, to God, amen, amen, Sister Patricia, God, amen, with divine help, by your spirit, God. Amen. We send you into the prisons, amen, amen, where the Danielle was at, amen, to God. Hallelujah, amen, to God, where the overseer's son is at, oh, God. Amen. By your spirit. Amen. We act, amen, and God, that you trouble the water just like you did on the day of Pentecost, that you shake some stuff up, God. Amen, and God, and that you move some ordinary stuff around and make it unordinary, and that somebody will be saved. Somebody will be free. Somebody will have liberty, amen, from this broadcast. We cover them right now in the name of Jesus, that your name might get the glory, looking for you to do a new thing in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We had chat room. Thank you for tuning in today, 2313. And now we're going to close out. I'm saying, okay, open my heart, Lord, by your
all
life.
Right.
Alone in a room.
What you say, Van?
Sister Ruby, is Prophetess Darlene still on the line?
Oh, no, she's not.
Okay, we still want you all, those of you all, Prophetess Darlene hosts the prayer line on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So tonight is Tuesday night. Those of you that will tune in and support this woman of God, if you need the telephone number, you can, if you're on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page, look for Prophetess Darlene Davis, and you'll be able to see her information. Or those of you that have my direct number, you can call me and I'll give you that information. Do you have that information available, Sister Ruby, or Liberal Democrat?
I have it here. Amen.
Okay. Would you give it to our listeners? Please call in and support this woman of God. She has been a big support, a great supporter, a faithful supporter of this broadcast. So we want to call in on Tuesdays and Saturdays and support her. Nothing but prayer. She's not asking for anything. Just come on, those of you that love to intercede and intervene on behalf of others, we invite you to tune in tonight at 5 o'clock p.m. with Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Amen, amen. And that information, amen, those of you that's writing it down, the number to call in is 712-432-1500. Again, that number is 712-432-1500. And the access code is 211498. Amen. So, amen. Once they call you, you get the access code 211498. Amen. And God, and just call in. Amen. And God, 5 o'clock. Amen. Specific time. If you're on the East Coast, amen. Call that number at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And amen. And God, and this is going to be amen. Tearing down strongholds. Amen. And God, and decreeing and declaring some things over your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Have a beautiful day, everybody.
God bless. We're going back to the song. The word was so fitting. I'm going to go with Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams.
Alone in a room. It's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today, when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure.
Up My Heart by Yolanda Adams. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. We're signing off.